Hi, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf, and welcome to my podcast. Each week, I focus on topics related to mental health and discuss ways to help you deal with issues like anxiety, depression, shame, guilt, PTSD, and more. I've spent the last 30 years researching the mind-brain connection and mental health. I worked with patients who suffered from traumatic brain injuries, struggled with anxiety, battled with learning issues, and often worked with families to resolve major relationship and communication problems. In this podcast, you will hear the advice I gave to my patients and the techniques I developed and used to help them find healing. My goal is to give you simple, effective, and practical tips and tools to help you take back control over your mental, emotional, and physical health. Before I begin today's discussion, I want to take a moment to thank everyone who has supported this podcast either by leaving a review, spreading the word, sharing episodes with friends and family, and posting about this podcast on social media. I love reading your reviews and learning how I can make this podcast even more helpful. Now back to today's podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to discuss red light therapy as one way of boosting mental, brain, and cognitive health. Now, before I begin, I want to emphasize that when it comes to mental health, there is no one magic pill, but rather we need to tackle all areas such as nutrition, sleep, exercise, and so on. Numerous studies have shown the benefits of red light therapy as one way of improving mental health. In the studio with me today, I have a special guest, Wes from Juve, a company that creates red light therapy products, to help explain the benefits of and the science behind red light therapy. Hi, Wes. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today.
Hi, Dr. Leaf. It's great to be here.
Well, I'm very excited about this podcast because you're going to be telling us some real sciencey stuff about how the infrared light spectrum can really help us in terms of improving brain health and cognitive function and so many other things. And this is really something that's very close to my heart, teaching on the mind-brain connection and the importance of brain health. And I'm always looking at ways of helping people to help them to help their brains. So thanks for joining us today, Wes. And I'm really excited for you to explain about Juve and how it works and what it is. And so can you tell me about your company and how it started and what's unique? What is this technology? What is red light therapy?
Yeah. Well, it's exciting to be here and talk about light as this, you know, the forgotten nutrient of the body. But I'll be brief. Is the company was started really from my older sister Melissa. She had been looking into alternative health and wellness therapies, and she had been struggling with eczema, and she had seen that red light significantly helped in a lot of cases for folks. So she had found a local spa that had converted a tanning bed into a red light bed. So she, you know, thought she'd give it a shot, and she signed up for treatments. And within about 4 to 5 sessions, she saw a dramatic decrease in the eczema and improvement. And she had tried numerous things. So that's really what kicked it off of looking into, wow, light can really have this benefit on a surface level. And after peeling back more research studies, you saw with near infrared that, wow, it really, you know, it impacted the entire body, not just on the outside. So that's really the base of how Juve started. And we quickly then saw as this is something folks needed to use on a regular basis. So we developed, more full body panels, and we're the first company to offer full body treatments that you can use in the comfort of your own home.
That's incredible. So can you explain what does red light therapy mean? If you can explain for my listeners, what is it? What is the science behind it? And, you know, we can dive deep into how it improves brain health and cognitive functions.
Yeah. So we know light, you know, provides, you know, a beneficial impact on the body for vitamin D, et cetera. But what's been discovered through red and near infrared specifically, that spectrum of wavelengths combined with the right intensity has a profound effect to stimulate our cells and specifically the mitochondria in our cells. And out of result of that stimulation, it's allowing the body to create more ATP production. and that's adenosine triphosphate. And for those folks that are unfamiliar, that's essentially creating more energy in the body. So red and near infrared light stimulate our cells to create more energy. And as our cells have more energy, the body has more energy for it to function properly. So when you see benefits and you're reading about red and near infrared, from skin health to joint pain to reduced inflammation, enhanced cognitive function, it's all that base mechanism of red and near infrared stimulating mitochondria function, stimulating more energy in the body.
That's amazing, because for those out there, if you don't know what mitochondria are, they're little cell, little powerhouses of the cell. And we know, whereas if we don't have energy in our cells, that's it. We're just not going to be able to function. And our cells respond to any form of energy. And what you're saying is so interesting, that what I teach is our thought life. As we are thinking, that's generating energy through our brain and our body and into the cells. And what you're saying is you can enhance that with red light. So we can take what's natural out there and we can actually enhance the energy production of our mitochondria.
You got it. You got it. And if you think about where we're at in this modern world, it's humans just don't get enough good light exposure. In fact, we're overloaded with light that can actually have a negative effect on our circadian rhythm, from our screens, from our tablets. And now there's a well-known stat that 93% of Americans' time is now being spent indoors, their lifetime indoors. So not only are we not getting enough healthy dosages of light, but we're getting bombarded by light that can actually have a negative effect from a circadian rhythm aspect. So just incorporating little healthy dosages of light, our body responds in incredible ways.
Incredible. So just a little bit goes a long way. And with that circadian rhythm being upset, that really does impact on sleep and just your body's rhythms, and which can have a huge impact on mental health. Can you just talk a little bit about, in general, I know there's so many great studies on your site and there's so much great research linked to this whole concept of infrared light and especially red light affecting in a positive way. Can you just talk a little bit about in terms of mental health?
Yeah. And so as you can imagine, if you're giving your body healthy dosages of light, the body's going to respond. So what do we typically see from folks who incorporate a sad light? Or bright light, you typically see their serotonin levels rise, right? It brings their mood up. We're seeing the same thing with folks who are experiencing Alzheimer's and dementia. As an alternative treatment, red and near infrared literally is helping with those symptoms. And we're seeing those patients being able to remember a little more. We're seeing their sleep enhanced. And it goes back to that same mechanism. We're working with a very, very, very cool group out of Michigan that through live EEG scans, we're seeing the brain literally produce less high beta waves, which are associated with stress and wakefulness, and then bringing up low theta waves that are associated with relaxation and sleep. So we're literally seeing the body transition from a sympathetic state to a parasympathetic state. And for those that aren't familiar, that's transitioning you out of fight or flight mode, so stress, and getting you into a non-stress state. And when you're into a non-stress state, your body can recover. And essentially, that's leading to an overall enhanced sleep. So not only from just an energy standpoint, but also from a sleep aspect, it's going to improve so much, which leads right into, this discussion of helping improve brain function. And through those, we're seeing folks, their memory is enhanced, their cognitive function is enhanced, their reaction time is increased, their ability to remember and learn is enhanced. So really everything across the board is enhanced because of that, that base mechanism, what we're talking about from a mitochondria standpoint.
Now that's fascinating. I'm fascinated when you talk about the EEG studies, because I do clinical research and one of the tools we use is the qEEG. And it's so interesting that the red light can actually reduce the beta and increase the theta, and then also the gamma power of the brain, which you need for intellectual functioning. So that would be very linked. So you're actually seeing that change as in when you use the red light.
Yeah, absolutely. And those are, I want to give a disclaimer, those are preliminary results, but the data is very holding that, and it's leading to that conclusion. It's hypothesis, but we receive so much anecdotal feedback that's led us to investigate of what is going on. Because when you look at these benefits from joint pain to enhanced cognitive function to skin health, a box that's always checked is, you know, my sleep is enhanced through all those benefits as well. So that's leading us, you know, to see, well, you know, what's the big problem with folks these days is one, they're bombarded by too much bright light, especially at different times of the day. And they're also just overstimulated. I mean, connected 24/7, we really don't know the negative ramifications that has from a brain health aspect of being connected with the all aspects of the world through social media. It's only been really 10 years since that phenomenon has taken off. So when you can disconnect and relax the body and calm the brain down, you can get into a deep, rich sleep. And when you do that, the whole system is literally enhanced by just calming the brain down and getting out of that sympathetic state and into that parasympathetic state.
So what I'm hearing you say is that this is definitely another tool to facilitate sleep. There's so many aspects to getting good sleep, and we all understand the absolute importance of having good sleep in terms of regeneration for the body and regeneration for the mind. And what I'm hearing you say is that the red light therapy, specifically your Joovv, the Joovv technology, is really facilitating that conversion to the, you know, activating the parasympathetic nervous system, which is a down-regulating system and helping people to sleep. So it's not the only thing, but it is certainly having an effect from what I'm hearing you saying. And the preliminary research that's being done, I think you said it, which university in terms of the EEG?
It's actually out of a group called NeuroPeak Pro. They're okay. A private company, and they work specifically and consult with elite athletes, professional sports teams, etc. And what's really neat is how they're changing the athlete or just the everyday individual is by optimizing their body through light. And what I mean by that is when you can give your body bright light in the morning and to help raise your cortisol levels to get the body active and the systems moving, but then also reducing the bright light. So cortisol is reduced at night and then melatonin is raised.
Increased, yeah.
They're finding by just doing simple things of going back to our roots, athletes' hormones are increasing and getting back to where they should be. And that's just by respecting our circadian rhythm and the aspect of light. And if you're ever so familiar with Dr. Sachin Panda's work from the Salk Institute, it's all about circadian rhythm and our body running on three rhythms. One of them being dictated by diet and food. One of them exercise. And the other one is sleep. And that's kind of why, you know, I refer to it as, by light. And that's why I refer to it as a forgotten nutrient in the body, as light is this forgotten nutrient that we really don't pay too much attention to, but yet it provides and dictates so much how the body functions.
So interesting. And you also make a comment I read one of your comments about how it improves your the prefrontal blood oxygen level dependent response. And that's so very important because we need so much blood and oxygen in our brain in order to focus and think clearly. So it seems to be that the red light is stimulating all these great functions, which are then having a great impact on cognition. And I see that you list a couple of these things like quicker reaction times and better memory, more positive moods. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. And I think it goes back to you just hit on it, of increasing blood flow. And if you can positively affect the brain, which then can positively affect sleep, the body's going to respond. And in fact, there is a percentage of the near infrared wavelengths that will penetrate past the skull and into the brain. And from those results, where we're talking about earlier of seeing enhancement and a treatment for Alzheimer's and dementia, and also for a potential treatment for traumatic brain injury. So not only is it enhancing our everyone's cellular function to increase reaction time, but it's also healing the body from negative aspects that trauma it's gone under. And I know it kind of seems like a beating a drum horse, but it's just going back to that base mechanism of stimulating the cells to create more energy, to create more blood flow. And then the body really, really does the rest. So definitely more research needs to come on what is, specifically happening in the brain. But from some of the early research, we know it's enhancing brain function.
You have heard me talk about the importance of building your brain to boost mental health and reduce anxiety and depression. In today's age, it can be hard to find the time to sit down and learn more, but there is an app I highly recommend. It's called Blinkist. Blinkist is the only app that takes the best key takeaways from thousands of nonfiction books and condenses them down into just 15 minutes so you can read or you can listen to them. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for my audience. Go to Blinkist.com/Dr. Leaf to start your free 7-day trial. The link will be in the show notes. Sometimes when I'm in the studio all day recording podcasts or on the go traveling to conferences, I find I need something to help boost my energy and help me focus. That's why I love Four Sigmatic Coffee and Blends. Four Sigmatic is a natural superfood company that specializes in mushroom-based drinks. The coffee is made with 100% organic Arabica beans and does not taste like mushrooms. Get 15% off your Four Sigmatic purchase today when you go to foursigmatic.com/Dr. Leaf or use the discount code Dr. Leaf at checkout. That is DRLEAF. So in terms of that, one of my areas of that I've worked in for years is traumatic brain injury and CTE and also Alzheimer's and dementia. And that's one of, you know, what I'm hearing you say is that this is another tool that we have in our toolbox to be able to actually help heal the tissue damage in the brain from things, people that have had traumatic brain injuries or have suffered from chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is from contact sports and that kind of thing, military service. And you actually, there's some studies and trials that are showing that red light therapy facilitates the rejuvenation of cell tissue to a certain extent, which is quite something, because the brain is neuroplastic, but a lot of those cells, when they die. And if red light actually is able to start showing a regeneration of damaged brain tissue and synapses, that's incredible. So are they digging deeper with that research as well?
They are. And what's exciting about that research is those are primarily done with just using targeted focus devices. So just targeting the brain. And where we are moving forward with our own clinical trials and all different aspects is bringing the full body aspect in. Because as you mentioned, looking through the research, you'll see, you know, just shining the light on the brain, you're seeing enhanced cognitive function. You're seeing better sleep. Just shining, you know, the light on the thyroid, you're seeing enhanced thyroid. Just shining the light, you know, on joint pain, you're seeing joint pain and inflammation reduced. So anywhere where the light is exposed to on the body, you're seeing that mitochondria stimulated, and you're seeing the response from the brain. And now with now that full body applications are available, that's where our focus is showing how does this impact not only from a brain aspect, but also combining it with treating the entire body.
That's fantastic. So it's a whole body approach as opposed to just one area of the body. And obviously, I mean, you're obviously a holistic approach. You can't just think, okay, I can go and eat what I want and do what I want with my brain and my body and just shine the red light and it's all going to be fine. Is your approach also encouraging people to be holistic in managing your mind and obviously exercise and so on?
You got it. A balanced approach. And that's why if you're talking about those three rhythms of the body, when you can optimize your diet and when you eat, and then when you can optimize exercise and getting that exercise in, and then when you can optimize that last one that's missed, which is light, you're going to be able to fully optimize and get the body back to a healthy state. And when you can ensure that the body has healthy cellular energy, you're not going to see inflammation come in, and then you're not going to see chronic pain. There are unique situations, but I mean, it really comes down to ensuring your body has healthy cellular energy so it can run properly.
That's so important. And, you know, I do a lot of research. Well, my research field is on the mind-brain connection, how the mind is separate from the brain. And the mind works through the brain and the body, and the brain and body are responding to the mind. And I always tell people that obviously you've got to watch your diet and exercise, but primarily you have to, because otherwise you're dealing with damaged goods. And it's very hard for your mind to work through a body that's damaged by incorrect eating and exercise. And so to add to healthy eating and exercise, you've got this very natural function, which is light. And you're basically concentrating that, if I'm understanding correctly, in what you are providing in the Juve technology. In addition to that, do you agree that it's very important to work on the mind aspect too? Because otherwise you can do all this great diet, exercise and red light, but if you haven't actually aren't dealing with your traumas and your toxic thinking, one can knock the other out, sort of thing. So it's important to work on the mind to keep that healthy, and the mind needs the brain to be healthy. So it's all complementary, working together.
Well said. I mean, I couldn't agree more that the emotional aspect and in the brain and being able to, you know, work through those traumas and get emotions out and relax the body out of that stress state, it's all interconnected. And that is something that is also, you know, that's missed is how are you, you know, the emotional state? How do you process those emotions? So yeah, I mean, without a doubt, I think, you know, anytime you can do that and you can de-stress the body through the mind, it's so powerful because I'm a believer that can shift you into that parasympathetic state. And I think, you know, that's ever so important. So I'm glad you touched on that.
Absolutely. Can you, as something that I have at my house is an infrared sauna, and it's something I'm very a great believer in sauna every day when I'm at home and I'm not traveling. Can you just talk about the difference between red light therapy and infrared sauna?
Yeah. And that's a great question. It's one that comes up often because folks are, you know, they associate when they hear infrared and they wonder, well, how is this different than the sauna I have?
Exactly.
What are the differences? So essentially what a sauna is doing versus red light is they're different mechanisms. A sauna is primarily mid and far infrared, and those wavelengths are being absorbed by the water in your body. And it's heating up the shock proteins and heating up the core temperature of your body to induce stress on the body to detox and sweat. And so those wavelengths of light of mid and far are actually putting a stress on your body to detox and sweat versus red and near infrared light. So from the Juve light, that's actually delivering energy to the body. Those wavelengths are in the red and near infrared spectrum. So different spectrum of light. Red and near infrared is providing energy versus the sauna, which is putting stress on the body. And I have a sauna myself, and I use them both. And how I use those is I will go into the sauna first to detox and put stress on the body, and then use the Juve light to kind of rejuvenate and provide energy and give the body and replenish it after the stress I just put it under in the sauna.
Excellent. So they're both clinically proven therapies that offer natural health benefits, which is really great because it's just different forms and different wavelengths. So that's wonderful. So it's another, because I'm a great believer, as I've just mentioned, in the sauna, it makes such a difference. So to add, I love that what you've just said, that the one puts the stress on the body and then the one puts the energy back in the body. Because yeah, the saunas are firing up your metabolism and firing up your cardiovascular system and your immune system and making them work hard. And then you relax them with the red light and put energy back. So have I understood that correctly?
Yep, you hit it. That's exactly it. And I think it's important because that folks understand that, one, to just know the differences, but two, we get a lot of folks that wanna stack the therapies. They wanna use their Juve light in the sauna. And we kind of shy away from that because of the different mechanisms, as you want your body under stress in the sauna, so you do detox. So trying to provide energy to your body at the same time, from our standpoint, is a little counterintuitive.
Okay, so it's best to do them as separate therapies to facilitate. So one could get into a nice routine of, I teach mind detoxing and building up the brain. And so there's a lot of mental work. Then you can go in your sauna and get your body stressed, and you can have your red light to calm you down. So you've got a nice little combination there to help people through the day.
You got it. Well said.
So I just want to ask you something about the Alzheimer's, because working with Alzheimer's patients, when I practice clinically, that, you know, we all know that affects cognitive functioning and so on. And I see that some of the pilot studies have actually shown improvement in cognitive function and better sleep, fewer angry outbursts, less anxiety, less wandering. How dramatic is the change? Is it significant, or is it still very early days when it comes to Alzheimer's?
It's still very, very early. I've actually spoken, his name is escaping me at the moment, but I've actually spoken with the head researcher that executed that study. And he says it's you know, significant. Still early to look at, but significant. And we're potentially looking at, you know, how we can bring the full body aspect in, because he thinks, you know, from his experience of just using the targeted treatment on the brain, that adding the full body would just enhance those. So from just his feedback, they've been significant enough to where more research is being applied to this aspect. And in fact, you know, from our own clinical study, from a group that we're working in Minnesota, their early research showing the responses in hormonal and proestrogen, et cetera, leading them to look at as this is, you know, red and near infrared as a potential to help, you know, maybe offset Alzheimer's and dementia as a potential therapy. Definitely that's another disclaimer there of a hypothesis, but just that thought alone is very exciting, that just healthy dosages of light can bring that benefit to the body.
That's wonderful. Yeah, just healthy dosages of the correct light can bring those tremendous benefits to the body. So that's incredible. I'm very, very excited about this information. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with the listeners about the red light therapy?
Yeah. I'd encourage for folks listening, if they're kind of curious and they don't want to take your eyes word for it, I would encourage you to go to one place, and it's on our website, and go to the learn page. So that's joovv.com/learn. And you can go read about the articles themselves. We publish articles weekly, and they're sourced directly from research studies. So if you're curious of learning and going to the source, that's a great place to start. And then another aspect would be, to just go to read our reviews page, see what customers are saying, what benefits they're seeing, and just seeing how light is impacting everyday individuals.
I've got that page open at the moment, and it's you've got articles here that are saying next level light therapy for skin health and fat loss, muscle recovery, testosterone, joint pain, thyroid function. How does it work? Does it work? Cancer, blue light, etc. So you've got a lot of information there for people to go and read up on.
Yep. And to date, there's now over 5,000 clinical studies, and you're seeing it in all these different areas that you just mentioned. And why is that? It's because it's given the body healthy cellular energy from a nutrient of light that we're just deficient in because of how our modern life has shifted that. Wow, and so you see these benefits that come in by just giving your body some healthy dosages of light.
That's incredible. So just by giving your body healthy dosages of light, we can change how the mitochondria in the cells function. In other words, we can change our energy in our cells, which our cells, if they don't have energy, can't do anything. And the impact is physical and mental in multiplicity of ways. So that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Wes. I really appreciate you joining us today and explaining this fascinating concept. And you did a great job, and it was so interesting. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Dr. Leaf. I really enjoyed the conversation.
If you're ready to get started using a Joovv light like I recently have, then head over to joovv.com/Dr. Leaf. That's joovv/DRLEAF. And if you use the code Dr. Leaf at checkout, you get a nice bonus gift with your purchase. I hope you found today's podcast interesting and helpful. If you want more tips and help with managing anxiety, depression, and mental health, be sure to visit my website at drleaf.com and to sign up for my weekly newsletter, where I also include a schedule of my speaking events and so much more. And follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just look for Dr. Caroline Leaf. Also, I love seeing all your posts on social media about this podcast. I love seeing what resonates with you and what you've learned. So be sure to continue posting and tagging me and letting me know what you think and how these tips worked out for you. And don't forget, leave a review and keep spreading the word about this podcast. Thank you for joining me today. I really hope you learned something new and helpful. Till then, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf.